This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, Good Neighbors, to episode number 78 of the Good Neighbor Podcast Estero. Today we have Good Neighbor Harold Worthington from Novo Construction. Harold, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, pleasure to get to meet you and get to learn a little bit more about what you guys do. So why don't we just initially jump right in, and why don't you share with us what you guys do at Novo Construction?
Well, Novo Construction and Design is a small family-operated construction company. We're a full general contractor in the Naples area. We have 15 people on staff, so we are legitimately a small contractor that does a lot of our work in-house, and we do everything from single room renovations to entire house remodels.
And that is probably a big market down here, right?
It is. About 90% of our clientele is referrals, repeat business from our current clients.
And that speaks volumes right there, because that's, you know, that means you're doing something right. So let's back up a little bit here and understand how you got involved in this industry to start with.
Well, my background is in civil engineering, and I started out, believe it or not, working on locks and dams all over the country. And then I moved to Florida to start working on theme parks in a little city called Orlando, you know, knowing Disney and Universal. So that's how we started. And then it morphed into more projects around the world, worked in the Bahamas, worked in China. And then, you know, gradually morphed into more of a consulting and business background development and construction. And I've lived a good part of my life in Florida. So it was a nice area to come to in Naples to work on these really nice houses and to give clients a good representation of what construction can be in Florida.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's good to bring that. You've got a lot of experience with yourself in the industry as well. It's are there any kind of trends going on right now within that industry with what you guys do?
Well, I like to say that most people, you know, in Naples, a lot of these houses are second or third houses. And most of the houses in Naples have doubled in value in the last 5 years. So it's really important to protect these investments and to make sure that the construction you're doing on these houses is right and professional.
Absolutely. And we had a big event not so long ago, about a year ago, Hurricane Ian. How has that affected what you guys do?
Well, again, luckily, we have a lot of repeat business, and we had worked in a lot of homes that were damaged by the hurricane. And we were actually in those homes the day after the storm. We were getting calls the couple of days prior and even during the storm. So we were in the homes to remediate immediately. We are water intrusion specialists. We do mold remediations and waterproofing and working on all of the windows and water intrusion and envelope problems. So we were able to immediately get these houses safed up. And then we were working with the clients to rebuild and get them back in their homes.
Yeah, that was the big thing, especially right after Ian, is, you know, getting those homes sealed up and cleaned up, because before that mold started to spread. There were a lot of houses that sat empty for a while and didn't get touched, and that's pretty much a loss at that point.
Absolutely. And that's the one thing with protecting these houses, is to get everything out as soon as possible. But that's where we're unlike most contractors down here, is that we do the remediation, and then we're actually the ones repairing the homes to bring them back to their original state a lot of people come in and do the remediation, and then you're just left with a house that's in shambles. And we like to make sure that we're there to help redesign, to add to, and to put things back correctly.
And that's great. It's, you know, it's from start to finish. It's not just do half the job and hand it off to somebody else. You're taking care of the whole job at that one point. Are there any maybe myths or misconceptions with any industry that we could bust for our listeners?
Well, going back to some of the water issues and all, it's more about education. A lot of people think that if you caulk a window, that's waterproofing. That's not true. You know, we have to go back to the structure to waterproof correctly and to make sure that there's no water getting in around the windows, those type of things. So the other thing is that you can't find a contractor here that knows what they're doing and does everything correctly.
Well, and it's licensed. We've had a lot of issues with that, of people coming into the market that aren't licensed and either taking the money and not doing the work or not doing the work right.
Absolutely. And that's not something we usually get into. We have a good reputation, and we're working with clients that want this work done, need this work done, and have been referred to us. You know, we even have clients that will talk to prospective clients and tell them about their experience with us. You know, we can set up those kind of meetings or calls if someone is interested in having that.
That's great, because that's, you know, referrals and word of mouth are a big part, you know, of any business. And, you know, good words are always appreciated from your customers. We've all kind of endured some type of, I want to say, challenge along our journey. Is there something that happened along your journey that maybe you can look back at now and say, you know what, I'm probably in a better place now because of it?
Well, I don't know if I'm in a better place, but the I've had a couple of bouts with cancer through the years. So I'm a two-time cancer survivor and currently 4 years cancer-free. So I'm very happy about that.
Yep. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. And it does put things in perspective as far as what's important, you know, what you enjoy doing, the people you deal with. And so it does change your perspective on a lot of different things, and things that may have seemed a hardship or something hard to deal with before, that doesn't seem so significant anymore.
Yes, it's your priorities become much different. Now you've got, I want to say, a close-knit, almost family within the business that you work with your employees, correct?
Absolutely. We like to, we've kept a lot of our people, or I say kept, we treat our people well, and we've, most of our employees have been here since the company's founding, and most of them have been with us, you know, 5 to 8 years. It's a small group. We're tight. We know each other's strengths and weaknesses, and we're able to work together and with our clients. You know, that translates when most of our clients have had repeat jobs and they know the same guys are coming back into their house, that it's not a lot of turnover and trying to find out and meet someone new every time you get a contractor coming into your house.
And that, yeah, and that bunch of knowledge that you've gained as well too, from just the different employees, is, you know, is incredible. It's just, it's nice to be able to have that and rely on that, and people look forward to that. You know, it's about the customer service side of things, and which I believe is, you know, kind of been lost lately, you know, in a lot of industries. And it's nice to see somebody actually caring about that.
Well, and that's, we stay small on purpose. You know, we're not trying to scale up and to be in different cities or different states. We have our client base, and we keep it to where we have the A team. You know, sometimes if you get a contractor, you'll have the best crew and then different crews. Yeah. We have the same crew, the same people, and the same quality because of that.
And that's, yep, that's very, that's important for the consistency, and, you know, and it shows in what you do and the reviews that you get. Now, I know owning a business is quite demanding, and you probably don't have a lot of free time, but what do you enjoy doing outside of work?
Well, when I'm not working, I'm usually either at an antique store or traveling to another state or another country to go to an antique store, or somewhere enjoying a nice bottle of wine.
Hey, you got to like that. Antiquing. Do you find a lot of that here locally, or?
There's a good bit, but the good thing about it is once you've been around and collecting for a number of years, you'd be surprised at how many people will call you when they think they have something that you like. So it becomes more of a process of weeding out what you don't want.
Right. Right. It's like that antique roadshow where people bring stuff in. Is this worth anything?
Absolutely. And the same thing. One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Right. It's always what somebody's willing to pay for it. So that is great. Any particular items that you cherish or you're proud to have found?
Well, the fun part about it is I started out just going to museums and things like that. And you'll find out that you learn a lot about the history, but it's so disconcerting that you can't touch anything. You can't really get close to the items. But in an antique store, you can actually touch pieces of history and learn about it and find out the provenance of some of these items. So you can own a piece of history instead of just going and looking at it for 5 minutes.
That's much better, much better. So are there any other things that maybe our listeners should know about Novo Construction that they don't know?
The top two things that come to mind really with us are the service and quality. We're used to our clients leaving after the season and giving us the keys and then coming back and everything's done. So we want to give our clients that peace of mind that they don't have to worry about anything in their home. And we do things the right way. We treat a home like it's ours. We protect your belongings. We protect your house. And then we go through and do things behind the scenes that you may never even know or understand, but they're done professionally and done the right way.
Dotting the I's and crossing the T's. That is the important part. Attention to detail. How would our listeners? Go ahead.
No, we really try to get to know our clients when we're going out on sales calls or going through the process of designing exactly what you want. We offer those solutions and ask people, you know, is this a full-time home? Is this something you're just fixing up to sell? So you have to get to know someone and to understand what they're trying to do. And sometimes we give people a less expensive alternative to what they're trying to come to in the overall design, you know, something that they may have said that was going to cause a structural fix that would add thousands of dollars, where we can do something similar without all of the headaches and hardships.
Doing what's right for the customer, you know, and listening to them. That's the key right there. Not just offering what you think, but actually listen to the customer and what the information they're giving you. How would our listeners go about getting a hold of you?
If they would go to our website, novoconstruction.net. The net is the hard part of that always. But they can go on there. We have a form where they can fill it out and we will call them back. It's not like it goes into a oblivion. We actually see those, we go through those, and we call those back virtually immediately. You know, within a day, you're usually going to get a call back that we set up and talk with you about your issues and then set up a sales call to go out and actually meet with you and talk about the project.
Perfect. Perfect. Harold, it's been a pleasure getting to know you and understand a little bit more about Novo Construction. Thank you for being such a good neighbor.
Thank you. I really appreciate you doing this for us.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's GNPEstero.com or call 239-296-2621.